Would you expect bevacizumab to have some type of synergistic effect with trastuzumab? One of the mechanisms that's been talked about is increased delivery of chemotherapy. Do you think that would make sense in terms of increased delivery of trastuzumab?
That's hard to know. You know, trastuzumab has a very long half-life. It's an antibody. It's a very stable molecule. It's capable of lingering in the body and therefore near the tumor for a long time. So I don't know that you're really going to change the delivery of the drug by using an anti-VEGF agent like bevacizumab. Similarly, you know, the thinking would be that you're targeting different elements of this process, with trastuzumab obviously directly targeting the tumor cell and bevacizumab targeting the vasculature and the things that are affected by VEGF. So one of the fascinating things about bevacizumab is how little we really know about what it does for cancer patients. We know it neutralizes VEGF, but we don't really understand all the physiologic implications of that.
Any reason to be concerned about synergy in terms of toxicity, particularly in terms of the heart?
Well, I think that's why people are paying a lot of attention to those cardiac safety issues. And, you know, remember, they still have a full 30% of their patients to accrue to this study. And so hopefully there will be more data in the months ahead.